With Christ, better and brighter days always exist ahead for the believer. That's a fact, but you don't have to take my word for it. As I always say, you can always take God's word for it. Let's look at Isaiah 43, 1 through 3. I'm going to read a portion of that right now. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Wow, that's a lot to soak in. Praise the Lord that we have His Word. So many times I have experienced what it's like to witness a heart that is breaking. And it's something that always tears my heart out. And so many times I've had to just sit there and listen to different people. After being in ministry for so long, there's been just myriad opportunities for things like that to happen. And so many times I've just had to sit there and listen and pray and ask the Lord to help me to help that person. And yet I know that as much as my heart breaks for someone else who has experienced heartache, I know that the heart of the Heavenly Father feels it even more and loves infinitely more than we could ever imagine. But perhaps you can't feel His love right now. Perhaps you feel like someone that I just mentioned whose heart is breaking, that I've experienced it myself, I've seen it in others, that raw heartache and that pretend smile that covers that raw heartache. What are you experiencing right now? Are you experiencing depression, hopelessness? You don't have to feel ashamed for those feelings. You don't have to just be in denial or just accept those feelings. Instead, we're going to cover how you're not alone, how there is hope. My friend, you are so loved by God. No heartache exceeds God's ability to soothe. No sinner exceeds Christ's ability to redeem. Let's review something. And I'm talking to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. When you and I received Jesus as Savior and Lord, we went from being lost sinners to saved winners. Yes, in Jesus Christ, you are a winner. You have the victory in Him. So we need to learn how to get refocused, because many of us, myself included, have battled bouts of feelings that do not align with God's truth. Feelings can really just blend together into the swirling, blurring distraction. Have you experienced fear this week? Anxiety? Insomnia? Are you experiencing that now as you listen to this? Because you could be listening to this at any time. Well, if that is you right now, be encouraged. You don't have to trust your feelings to unveil the facts. Feelings come and go, but Jesus never leaves. Trust in Jesus. Choose to trust in Jesus instead of how you feel. Trust in His promises And you can remind me of this when I'm having a tough day. I'm talking to myself here too. We all need to return to the focus on Jesus. Realize that when bad feelings come, they also leave. It will not last forever, but our Savior is with us forever. Today's passage imparts a combination of promise and peace to those who know Jesus. So let's look at that again. Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Praise the Lord again and again for those facts. When you know Jesus, you know that better and brighter days always exist ahead, and He is with us when our feelings plummet, when our head lowers, when our heads lower in feelings that are just almost entirely overwhelming. The Lord doesn't get tired of being with you. He's still there. He's still with you, my friends. In fact, get a load of this verse from Psalm 3, verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. My friends, let the Lord lift your head up and look up into Jesus' face. Let's determine not to allow our feelings to determine our ability to cope. Instead, let us all hope in Jesus. And let's close by remembering this faith fact found from Proverbs 4:18. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. Are you ready to pray now? Are you someone who has not yet received Jesus? I'll give you that opportunity right now to put your faith in Jesus, receive Him, and know that unshakable hope that the one who lifts up our heads and doesn't just leave us there in the pit. Jesus is here and loving you right now. Will you receive Him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love us and that you don't just leave us when we feel down in the dumps, but rather you come to us. You collect our tears in a bottle. You love us so much that we can't even begin to comprehend it. And Lord, I just pray with everyone whose hearts are aching from grief, from disappointment, whatever the case may be. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would touch their hearts where they hurt and soothe them as only you can. Sometimes we accidentally resist your comfort. Lord, we open our hearts to you and your comfort right now. Please heal us and use us in any way you want. Lord, I also pray with those who have not yet received you, who realize they are sinners and they need you to save them too. So I pray with them right now. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me to bear the punishment for my sins, that you rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. And I repent of my sins. I am so sorry for doing things my way and not your way. I'm so sorry for breaking your Ten Commandments. I repent. I want to do things the way you want. And I ask that you would be my Savior and Lord. Rule my life. Use me in any way you want. I receive you, Jesus. I believe you, Jesus. And now, Lord, I pray with everyone who has loved ones who are suffering from depression. And I pray that you would be with them and comfort them, even as they seek to be vessels of comfort. I pray also for all prayer requests submitted to Praying Pals. I ask for your best for each request. We cast our cares upon you now. We thank you that you are the one who lifts up our heads. We love you, Jesus, and praise you no matter how we feel. We know you are with us, and we praise you for that fact. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share this message with someone who's going through a tough time of depression, grief, disappointment, whatever. Everybody goes through times like that. But share the truth of this message. Share the passage that I shared from Isaiah. Again, that was Isaiah 43, 1 through 3, that excerpt from that. So I hope and pray that you will experience just a renewed focus this week on Jesus himself. Let's all keep our eyes on him. And also, feel free to send your prayer requests. I always say this. Feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Well, God bless you, my friends. And remember that Jesus still loves you. He is with you.